Greetings, my brothers and sisters, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I trust that you are doing well today, blessed of the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for another opportunity to speak to you upon this daily devotion. Thank you, Brother Andrew, for giving me this opportunity. I want to say also that I enjoyed the messages last week from Brother Ryan on eternal principles. There's a little thought that I would like to share with you this week. There's a couple of thoughts actually that I've been going back and forth between, but I believe we will go in this direction. There's a scripture that we will start with, and it's Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5. The scripture declares, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." If you take that scripture, then you go into the book of Luke, chapter 4, and verse 16. We will read this. "When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick." And that's important in this scripture, that everyone that came to him in this point in time, it said that he healed them. In verse 17, it says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." When we look at this scripture, it gives us an understanding about the scripture in the book of Isaiah, that by his stripes we are healed. And we understand that the price that was paid at Calvary did more than just purchase our redemption. It also purchased natural healing in our bodies. Many times people have declared, preached, proclaimed a message on divine healing. And we want to look a little bit into what they have said along these lines. I've heard statements when they speak of divine healing, such as, "The devil is a bluff. He has no power." Other men would exhort us to don't accept your sickness. I've heard people say, "I'm not going to claim it. I'm not going to sign for it." Many have exhorted people to just have faith, only have faith. I hear people make these statements. We are agreeing together that we will not accept this, or we are agreeing in the healing that would take place. I've even heard people make statements such as, "The reason you are sick is that you don't recognize the authority that we have been given against the powers of darkness." And then many times we have heard the message, "Only believe. If you only believe, all things are possible." I've even heard a man make the statement to his congregation that there is no one in this place that is sick. If anyone believes that they're sick, it's only in your mind. Yet, believers are sick. And the question that I would ask is this. Why is this? There are many scriptures that are quoted about the power of God to heal us and deliver us and to meet our needs. In Psalms 37 and verse 4, it says this, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Going along with that, we can go to Mark chapter 11 and verse 24. And it says this, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." It's a wonderful promise, something that can stir the hearts of the people. Matthew 18 and verse 19, it says, "Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." And in Matthew 21 and 22, it says this, "In all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." Beautiful promises. Every one of them is absolutely true. They're in the Word of God. Yet we see also that people pray, they believe, they trust in God, and they're still sick. In John chapter 14 and verse 13 and 14, it says this, "Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then in John chapter 15 and verse 7, it says this, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And then if we drop down into verse 16, it says this, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of my Father in my name, he may give it you. The thought that we will be on this week is a question. Why are we sick? With all these promises and declarations that we are able to ask and it will be given us, that if we would bring our petitions before the Lord, that he will grant them, if we can only believe. And yet I see many ministers, they like to actually put the blame upon the people. They declare to the people that there is the power here to heal them and to deliver them from sickness. And when the people do not receive in that moment of time miraculous healing, they like to tell them either just hold on to this. But in the scripture, we don't read a lot about people having to hold on to wait upon their healing. We read many times of the miraculous manifestation of the healing right at that period of time. Not to say that sometimes we don't have to trust and hold on, but that's not the picture we see declared many places in the scriptures. And when people aren't healed, the ministers just blame the people and say, well, you never had enough faith. How are we to look at that when we are a people that have faith? There's a story that I read, and I want to share it with you, and I believe that this goes on way too often. It says this, I have a friend who joined the ranks of the formerly religious, who's given up on organized church or religion. Like many of us, he was raised in a fundamentalist Christian church. When his mother was diagnosed with cancer, the members of his church gathered around her and prayed for her healing. They had big faith. They were certain if they prayed, believing the cancer will be removed, it would be removed. She would get better. So they prayed, they believed, but she got worse. So they prayed more and harder. They pleaded God for bigger faith. They believed that some among them may not have had faith even the size of a mustard seed. Otherwise, her healing would have come sooner. Some pointed fingers. Others continued to pray. All of them kept pleading for God to grant them more faith, greater faith, faith enough to be big enough to result in her healing. She grew worse instead. On the night before she died, my friend described the scene this way. It was as if the whole church was gathered outside her hospital room in prayer. Some on their knees, others with raised hands. Everyone was wailing and believing and seeking to turn their mustard seed-sized faith into something bigger, something more deserving of God's attention, something that would finally get result and heal mom of her cancer. We've got to have more faith, our preacher insisted. Everyone should join hands together, he directed, and let's pray for more faith. Let's pray her through to healing. However, at 8 a.m. the next morning, she died. The man quit going to church altogether and only recently has begun talking about God at all. For many years, he just lived with his resentment towards the whole matter, offended by the pastor and church family who regarded him as the culprit, the one not having enough faith or adequate faith to be deserving of God's compassion and healing for his mother. It is understandable why he has lived with much guilt over this regrettable experience. His guilt turned him against this church and every other church too. I doubt he'll ever return. Why? He was led to believe that had he had enough faith, she would have been healed. When she died instead, he was left with no other conclusion but that his mother's death was his fault, the consequences of his too little faith. The problem here is many men have preached a message on divine healing and put the blame on the people. They have told the people that the problem, the reason that you are not healed, is because you don't have enough faith. And the people try to stir up faith. They try to attain something that they feel like they're missing. Yet in the end, they come up not only still sick, but they find that they are defeated also, because they come to the conclusion that the reason they're sick is that they lack faith, trust in God. Recently, I had a couple brothers that were in the hospital, and one in West Virginia and one in California. The one in West Virginia had went in for a routine surgery, and something had happened, and he was in critical condition. The other had been sick for a couple years, and things were growing darker for him. I reached out to some brothers and sisters and let them know what was going on, and I heard back these reports: brother, just have faith. Everything will be okay. God is a healer. Well, I know this, God is a healer. But then I received the report from the brother in West Virginia that he had passed away. A routine surgery, but now he was gone home to be with the Lord. A day later or two, I received another message from California that this brother too had gone on to be with the Lord. And questions rise within people. Hundreds of people praying, praying for people that's really in desperate need for a touch from the Lord, believers. Yet their prayer goes unanswered. And how do we reconcile it with the scriptures that said if we would ask anything? How do we reconcile it with the preachers that declare, if you only have faith, it will come to pass? I was able to go to the funerals of both of the brothers, and then after that to take a few days to get away and just to pray and seek the Lord and spend some time alone. A couple days after I got home from the hospital, from the trip, I was driving to church one morning, and all of a sudden I felt a pain in my back. I don't know what I did to cause it, but it steadily grew worse. And once more I hear the reports, the encouragement from brothers and sisters that, brother, just believe God is a healer. Everything will be fine. But the pain continues for a couple weeks. I'm able to stand and preach only because God's grace is magnified in my life, and the pain subsides when I stand up to preach. But when I'm done preaching and I sit back down, the pain comes back. After a couple weeks, I noticed that my heart is racing. I thought maybe it's because of the pain that I'm in experiencing in my back. So I go to the doctor to see what is going on. And when I go to the doctor's office, he tells me that you need to go to the hospital right away. He told me, I don't know if you can last a couple days in the condition you're in. He was that concerned that if I didn't get right to the hospital, that the condition in my heart, I might die within the next day or two. So I go to the hospital, and when they see the condition I'm in, they admit me to the hospital. Well, people would say, just have faith, and I believe this. I have faith. I believe God is a healer. Yet for 2 weeks I've suffered this pain in my back, and now instead of getting better, it has taken a turn for the worse. I spent the next few days in the hospital, and they're trying to determine what is wrong. with me. Since then, I've been released from the hospital, but the situation has not been corrected. And you're left with the questions, Lord, what next? What is the purpose behind this? And then you're listening to people saying that everything will be okay. I believe this, the Lord has spoken to me. It's going to be okay. But I also know this. I have precious brothers and sisters, people that believe God, and yet they're not healed. I have precious brothers and sisters that have grown sick in their body, and they have passed away. And when we listen to the messages from some men that if you only believe, you will be healed, you're left with questions. I believe this. It should not be this way. There are answers. Why are we sick? In the next couple of days, we will try to look into that and give an answer that a man can find peace. A man can have hope. A man can have faith in the fact that God is a healer. But a man, in the midst of his sickness, in the midst of his battle, he can also have peace. And he does not feel like a failure, that it is because of his lack of what they call faith that he's in the condition that he's in. I pray that this message would be an encouragement to people. I spoke on this one time in another church, and after I was done, I was told that you can't preach a message like this because it causes the people to doubt. You've got to encourage and make them believe. But I would ask this question: what kind of faith is it when you declare that a person is healed and then that person dies? It's as if you are holding on to a faith that has no substance. And I believe this: true faith has a substance to it. So I pray that you would pray for me, that I would say this in a wise way, but I would give answers to people that ask these questions. Why is it the scripture will declare that if I would ask, it shall be given, yet I ask and the sickness continues? Why is it that brothers and sisters in Christ are sick? Why is it that some struggle? Why is it that many are on medications when Christ truly is our healer? May the Lord bless you this week. I pray that something can be said that would be a benefit. Love you all. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.